Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and the Oakland Athletics. A California League North Division battle between these two teams, and in the first 3 games of this series, your Fresno Grizzlies have taken 2 of them, including last night's 8-4 win Thursday evening from Banner Island Ballpark. Fresno moved to 5-0 wearing the gray jerseys and 6-0 when scoring first. The Grizzlies, 4 runs in the first inning and 4 runs in the third inning. They held on to beat the Ports 8-4 despite Stockton loading the bases and bringing the tying run to the plate in the 9th inning. The Grizzlies had tons of batters in the first inning, 10 to be exact. Braylon Wimmer, an early RBI double. There were a couple wild pitches. There was 3 to be exact for the scoring plays for Fresno. There was an RBI ground out, an Andy Perez RBI single, and a lot of different things happened on the offense. Overall, Fresno had 8 hits and 8 walks, 3 hit-by-pitches as well. Aiden Longwell, a 2-hit game. Braylon Wimmer, a 2-hit game. Andy Perez extended his hit streak to 10 games. On the other side, the Grizzlies pitching staff did an outstanding job. Left-hander Caleb Franzen picking up the win. And then Brady Hill picking up his 2nd save. He has 7 strikeouts over his first 4 outings of the season. So the Grizzlies looking to take 3 of 4 as they give the ball to right-hand pitcher in Jack Mahoney. The Grizzlies, who are 7-3 overall, gives the ball to their ace and their top prospect among the Rockies' top 30 prospects. Mahoney, the number 20 prospect in the system, according to MLB.com. He makes his 3rd start, a 1-1 record, a 2.61 ERA. The Grizzlies, as we said, 7-3. They are tied for 1st place in the California League and the California League North Division standings with the Modesto Nuts. While the Stockton Ports, they're in last place in the North Division. They are 3-7, but they give the ball to their ace and left-hander from Texas A&M in Will Johnston, making his 3rd appearance, his 2nd start. No record, no ERA for the left-hander. He hasn't pitched in over a week, so he is ready to go and give the Ports a chance to split the first 4 games of this series. So it should be a great pitching matchup between Johnston and Mahoney. Your Grizzlies looking to take 3 of 4 and a start on the road at 6-1. So it should be a lot of fun tonight here at Banner Island Ballpark for Friday Night Baseball, game 4 of 6 between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. Well, talking about a player that's playing well, how about infielder Andy Perez? And he joins us on the pregame show with the help of Cesar Galvez, the Grizzlies' bench coach, to translate Andy Perez on a 10-game hit streak. He's had a bases-clearing double. He's had a grand slam. He's had triples, and he's made fantastic plays in the field as well. We talked a little bit about the success that Perez has had this year and also his growth this offseason from being last year in Fresno. He's also the Grizzlies' youngest player, and, of course, we had to ask him all about that as well. Andy Perez is our pregame interview, and we come back right after this break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with the Grizzlies bench coach and Cesar Galvez. He's going to translate for infielder Andy Perez. First, thank you for joining me on the pregame, both you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us here.
So the first question I have for Andy, so I want the fans to know a little bit about where Andy is from and his upbringing.
Andy, te pregunta que él quisiera que los fanáticos sepan de ti, que de dónde tú vienes y cómo ha sido tu trayectoria.
Yo vengo de Cuba, soy cubano y ahora me encuentro aquí en los Estados Unidos jugando para los Rockies de Colorado.
He said he coming from Cuba and he was very short on the answer, so he coming from Cuba, he's already in United States playing for Colorado Rockies and the Grizzlies.
So this is your second year with Fresno, but how did you enjoy your season last year with the Grizzlies?
Diciendo que este es tu segundo año con los Grizzlies aquí, pero quieres saber cómo tú, qué tanto tú disfrutaste el año pasado con el equipo de los Grizzlies.
Fue una experiencia bien bonita, ya que fue mi primera temporada larga. Y nada, vine preparado para esta temporada también y dar lo mejor de mí.
He said it was a beautiful season, especially because it was his first long season as a Pro Bowl. And he said this year he coming ready for this new season 2024 and give the team and the fans everything that he got.
You are the youngest player on the team for the second straight season. Do you enjoy being a younger player? It allows you to play more games too.
Te pregunta, te dice que tú eres el jugador más joven del equipo por el segundo año consecutivo. Pregunta si tú has disfrutado, si tú estás disfrutando el ser el más joven y que eres uno de los que más juega.
Sí, obviamente, yo disfruto cada partido y nada, cada vez que yo salgo ahí es a divertirme y a jugar béisbol.
So obviously he enjoys every game and every time that he has the chance to be on the field, he just enjoys and give everything that he got.
This offseason, you look like you gained some really good muscle and you have a whole different approach this year as well. Talk about your offseason this past year.
Diciendo que obviamente en el offseason se ve la diferencia de tu cuerpo, creciste muscularmente. Quiere que tú le hables a ellos de tu offseason, cómo fue tu offseason.
En el offseason me enfoqué en trabajar duro para mejorar mi físico y mejorar mi rendimiento. Y nada, y eso fue lo que hice, trabajar duro.
Okay, simple. He just worked hard. His goal was getting bigger, and that way he can come to this new season and be ready and don't get tired and play hard.
We are only a couple games into the season, but you've already hit a couple home runs as well too. Talk about the grand slam that you had just the other day.
Está diciendo que tú en estos días tuviste un gran slam, obviamente la sacaste. Quiere que tú le hables a ellos sobre esa experiencia.
No, me siento muy contento sobre ese gran slam, ya que fue mi primer gran slam de mi carrera. Lo disfruté y ayudé al equipo a ganar.
So he said he feels so happy about that because that was his first grand slam of his career. So he feels so happy and also he helped the team to win the game.
You know, you also helped the team just the other day at Chachansi Park where you had a bases clearing double as well too. Did you hear how loud the fans were?
Diciendo que también en Fresno allá en la casa de nosotros tú tuviste un hit grande donde vaciaste la base, que fue un doble, y si escuchaste lo fuerte que estaban boceando los fanáticos.
Sí.
Say obviously yes.
Yes, obviously, yeah, the fans love having you as well too, but you know, 2024 is a long year as well too, but what are the future goals for Andy Perez? And of course, you want to get to the big leagues, but you know, you're working hard as an infielder with Galvi as well too. You know, how hard is it going to be for you, but how easy has it been so far for you as well?
Está diciendo que obviamente tú quieres ser grande liga, tú quieres llegar a la grande liga, pero pregunta que qué tan fuerte tú has estado trabajando en tu defensa, obviamente conmigo, y qué tan fácil te ha sido la trayectoria.
He venido trabajando fuerte, sobre todo en esta temporada, ya que puede ser que perdí un poco de mis herramientas defensivamente. Y ya me siento ready nuevamente y me siento con confianza y ready para lo que venga.
Well, he said he get back ready and working hard because on the offseason he was focused more on his body, and then now he started to be on where he liked to be as a defensively guy, so now he feels good.
Well, we can't wait to see what the future holds for you, Andy. You've had a great start of the season. We can't wait to see what not only this year, but the future brings as well. Thank you for taking time for this interview for both you guys.
Thank you.
And we thank infielder Andy Perez and Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez for translating and joining us on the Grizzlies pregame show. Hello and welcome back to Stockton, California here at Banner Island Ballpark for game 4 of 6 Friday night baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 4 of 6 between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, who come with a record of 7-3. They lead the California League North Division standings. Under manager Steve Solis, as the Ports have taken the field, we'll give you their starting lineups actually right after we have the national anthem. So we will actually go over to the Stockton Ports PA announcer, and then we'll have the national anthem. When we come back, we'll give you that lineup. We'll be back right after this.
Fans, please remain standing and welcome Melody Roberts as they sing the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, where so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the
a beautiful national anthem to get us started for Friday night baseball here in Stockton, California. Let's go through the Grizzlies starting lineup presented by Toyota. The Grizzlies at 7-3, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing shortstop, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting second in left field, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting third, our pregame guest, third baseman, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth at first base, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting fifth in right field, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting sixth is the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. Batting seventh at DH, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting eighth at second base, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. And on the bump for your Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 19, Jack Mahoney. And it will be Wimmer, Snyder, Perez, Hinchman, Tena, McCabe, Andrews Jr., Tucker, Hobson, and Mahoney on the bump. As that lineup will battle left-hand pitcher Will Johnston for the Stockton Ports, who are 3-7. They are the single affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Under first-year manager Javier Godard, here's his starting lineup. Lean off and catching, number 4, Cole Kahn. Batting second, the center fielder, number 9, Ryan Lasko. Batting third, the DH, number 25, Darlin Montero. Batting fourth in right field, number 8, Nate Nankill. Batting fifth is the shortstop, number 22, Miles Naylor. Batting sixth at first base, number five, Nick Schwartz. Batting seventh at third base is number one, Yeniel LeBoy. Batting eighth is the left fielder, number seven, Robert Poisson. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number three, Casey Yamauchi. And Johnston on the bump, as we talked about, for the Ports, who are dressed up in their asparagus blue uniforms as we get set for first pitch. A beautiful night for baseball, 73 degrees, clear skies, 8 mph winds out to center field. Braylon Wimmer will lead things off tonight for your Grizzlies against left-hander Will Johnston. As here comes the first pitch from the southpaw, wind and deal. And it is low for a ball, the count at 1-0, and we are underway at 7.05 p.m. right on the money. As here comes the 1-0 to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer flies one out to right field. That ball racing back. It's still going back, and it's caught by the right fielder in Nankill right in front of the warning track. Wimmer gave it a right, but he is retired for the first out. And he'll bring up the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. From our point of view, that right field line is a tough area to see, so stay with us on those pitches to the right side, or the balls to the right side, as here comes Jake Snyder with one out. Here comes the pitch, and it is low for a ball. The count of one ball and no strikes. Home plate umpire is Garrett Nelson. Over on the bases is Caden Gustafson. As here comes the 1-0 to Jake Snyder. And it is high for a ball. Counted two balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies back in their gray uniforms. They are undefeated in these uniforms. 5-0 this year. Fresno Rin across the front in black and red with the red numbers on the back. As the 2-0 is high. Now three balls, no strikes to Snyder. Grizzlies black cap, black bill. The Fresno F/ logo on top of that black cap. And then, of course, Stockton, they're in their blue jerseys, a navy blue, as here comes the 3-0 to Snyder. That is a strike taken all the way. Now three balls and a strike. They have blue jerseys. They have Stockton written across the front. They have gray/white numbers on the back, kind of a mix between the two. As here comes the 3-1 to Jake Snyder. And he fouls it off. Now three balls and two strikes. They have the blue cap, the blue bill, and the asparagus logo on the cap. Very similar to like a Popeye's look with him holding an asparagus. So they're the Stockton asparagus technically, but Stockton Ports tonight. As here comes the 3-2 to Jake Snyder. And it is outside, ball four. A one-out walk to Jake Snyder. And he'll bring up the third baseman in Andy Perez. That ball was very close at 93 miles per hour. And you probably saw on our social media on Twitter for our lineup graphic. Well, Jake Snyder coming into the contest had 14 walks over 9 games. Let's make it 15-10. And now it's Andy Perez, the most dangerous hitter in this Grizzlies lineup, our pregame guest. As Perez takes a pitch low, the count at 1-0 from Will Johnston. And Andy Perez, like Jake Snyder, off to a torrid start. Andy Perez has hit safely in all 10 games this season. Here comes the 1-0 to Perez. And it's a ground ball to the second baseman, Yamauchi, over to short. Now to first, and that ball is high and not in time. So Perez will reach on a fielder's choice. It goes 4-6 for the second out. And he'll bring up the first baseman in Jason Hinchman. So Perez will have to wait another at-bat to continue that hit streak. And now to Jason Hinchman. And Hinchman last night hit a double to left field that left the bat. Exit velocity of 110 miles per hour as that pitch is outside. The count at 1-0. Hinchman has one of those swings that if he gets a hold of one, it goes far. So here comes the 1-0 to Jason Hinchman. Runner at first with two outs. And Johnston's pitch is swung on a miss by Hinchman. Count at 1-1. We're in the top of the first inning, just underway here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies scored 4 runs in the first inning last night. They're looking to continue this inning tonight. As here's the 1-1 Hinchman. It is high and outside. Count it 2 balls and a strike as Hinchman lays off of it. So 2 balls, 1 strike. Andy Perez, the runner at first. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman. And it is a called strike on the 83-mile-per-hour slider on the outside part of the plate. Counted 2 balls and 2 strikes now. As Johnston trying to get out of this inning without any runs. Here comes the 2-2 to Jason Hinchman. Inside and high. And it's now full 3 balls, 2 strikes. He went right back to that slider that never broke. As we said, 73 degrees at first pitch. 8 mile per hour winds out to center field. Here comes the 3-2 to Jason Hinchman. And Hinchman will take low ball for another walk. So Perez was going on the 3-2 with 2 outs. And Hinchman will draw the 2nd walk of the inning. And it brings up Felix Tena. So now runners at 1st and 2nd with 2 outs. And Tena to the dish. And the Grizzlies already with those 2 walks have 62 walks over their last nine contests, which includes tonight. They have 75 total base on balls this year. As the first pitch is a called strike to Tena. The count is at 0 balls and 1 strike. Tena night off yesterday. Back in the lineup and now with an RBI opportunity. There comes the 0-1 to Felix Tena. T-E-N-A. And he grounds one sharply to the third baseman. Now a race to third. And Perez cannot beat LaBoy to the bag. And that ends the inning. The Grizzlies put a couple of runners on, but they come up empty. We had the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the 1st inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports, as Cole Kahn will lead things off against right-hand pitcher Jack Mahoney. And Jack Mahoney has been the Grizzlies' ace this year. Started opening night in San Jose. A 1-1 record, a 2.61 ERA. Mahoney making his 3rd start of 2024. And Cole Kahn, the switch hitter, has had a good series. Here comes the first pitch from Mahoney. And that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. You can see those blue jerseys if you're watching on the Bally Live app or MILB TV. For the Stockton Ports, they're asparagus jerseys with those white numbers. As here's a fly ball out to center field. Hobson racing back. He went from the shade to the sunlight and makes the play for the first out. It goes F8, and with one away, here comes the center fielder in Ryan Lasko here in the bottom of the 1st inning. No score between Fresno and Stockton. Experience the ultimate party at Chukchansi. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. As there is a cold strike to last, go the count at 0-1. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChickChanseyGold.com. Here's the pitch from Mahoney. That's a cold strike. Quickly, 0-2. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chickchansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chickchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. 95 miles per hour fastball past the bat of Lasko, and Mahoney has his first punch out of the evening. Two outs now, so brings up the DH in Darlin Montero. Montero, listed as a switch hitter, has only been hitting exclusively from the left side. Here comes Mahoney's pitch to Montero, and that is fouled off, the count at 0-1. And again, we'd like to thank Chickchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. And next week, they have a grand prize drawing for a couple of their prizes. We'll tell you all about that a little bit later tonight here in the bottom of the first on April 19th. Here comes the 0-2 to Montero. And he is jammed, and it goes foul. The count remains at no balls and two strikes from Jack Mahoney, the South Carolina product. Mahoney looking for a 1-2-3 frame. Here comes the 0-2 to Montero. And it is off the glove of McCabe. The count now at 1-2. Mahoney trying to go on the inside part of the plate. 95 miles per hour on that fastball from Mahoney. Fastball, sinker, slider, curveball, changeup. Here comes the 1-2 from Mahoney. And it's a ground ball, and it shoots foul, and the count remains at 1-2. Good pitch there from Mahoney. As we said, five pitches, and he can mix and match with all of them. Count remains at 1-2 as home plate umpire Garrett Nelson giving some signs to the time clock operator. As the 1-2 shoots high, count now 2-2. The Grizzlies undefeated in their gray uniforms. Fresno running across the front. Black cap, black bill, the F/logo. As the 2-2 is fouled into the netting. We'll do it again with the same count. As the Grizzlies in the ports underway, game 4 of 6. Here at Banner Island Ballpark, Friday night baseball crowd coming in still. As here's the pitch, and Montero bloops one down the left field line, and a slide, and it is caught by the left fielder and Jake Snyder in foul territory. How did he make that play? And just like that, Mahoney, a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. We head to the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chukchansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
A blessed night for baseball here in the top of the second inning from Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. No score here in the top of the second. It's the Grizzlies coming up to bat once again. and catcher Ben McCabe will lead things off. McCabe, the former UCF product. The Golden Knight would love to start something here for the Grizzlies against left-hand pitcher Will Johnston. Here comes the pitch from McCabe, or from Johnston. It's a called strike to McCabe. The count at 0-1. Will Johnston is listed at 6'3", 215 pounds. Here comes the 0-1. That is low. And the count now at 1-1 to Ben McCabe. Johnston is 23 years old. Bats left, throws left. Here comes the 1-1. And it swung on and missed. Good slider from Johnston down and in to McCabe. Count at 1-2. Drafted by the Athletics in the 13th round in 2023 out of Texas A&M. As here comes the 1-2 from Johnston. And it is low. The count at 2-2. And you're sitting there going, Steven, well, you've said Texas A&M a lot for pitchers and Abilene Christian. Well, the Grizzlies have faced 4 Texas A&M pitchers this season and 2 Abilene Christian pitchers. Lots of Texas products as that is swung on and missed on a pitch that was down in the zone, and McCabe is out. First strikeout for Johnston as he shows some love to his infielders who are throwing the ball around. And with one away, here comes the DH and E.J. Andrews Jr. As Will Johnston now takes on E.J. Andrews. Here comes the pitch to the former Fresno State Bulldog. It's high. Count of 1-0. But Will Johnston, as we said, went to Texas A&M, making his 3rd appearance this year, 2nd start. 7 2/3 innings of scoreless baseball. As the 1-0 is a called strike at 90 miles per hour. Count of 1-1. 15 strikeouts for Johnston coming into tonight's contest. A 0.52 whip. Here comes the 1-1. And it swung on a miss down in the zone. And the catcher, Khan, picked up some dirt with that ball. Count at 1-2. Johnston made his first start on April 6th versus Modesto. And then out of the bullpen on April 12th at Rancho Cucamonga. As the 1-2 is laid off. Now 2-2. In the start against Modesto, 4 2/3 of hitless and scoreless ball. He had 4 walks and 8 strikeouts. Here's the 2-2 to Andrews Jr. That is low. Now full. 3-2. And then his relief outing, 3 hitless and scoreless innings. No walks, 7 strikeouts. So he has not allowed a hit yet this year. Here comes the 3-2. And it is inside. 4. And Andrews Jr. draws a walk. That is the 3rd walk already for Johnston. And he'll bring up the 2nd baseman in Tevin Tucker. And the Grizzlies being very patient. They've already worked 2 full count walks. And 2 of those walks, or of the 3 walks for Johnston, were very close pitches that were not given strikes. So now to Tevin Tucker. Texas A&M versus West Virginia. As that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. To Tevin Tucker, wears number 8 on the back of his jersey against Will Johnston. 6'3", 215 pounds. Here comes the pitch to Tucker. Long pause, here it is. Inside, count of 1-1 as Andrews Jr. takes a good lead at first. Andrews Jr. has 12 stolen bases over his last 2 seasons. And every time he has stolen a base successfully, the Grizzlies have won. They are 12-0 when he swipes a base. As that's a called strike on the slider at 82 miles per hour. And the count now at 1-2 from William Barth Johnston. So 1-2. Andrews Jr., nice lead over at first. We'll have to watch the pick over, though. As there it is right there. And Andrews Jr. caught leaning, but he's back safely. As manager and first base coach Steve Solis talking to Andrews Jr. Third base coach is the Grizzlies bench coach in Cesar Galvez, who we thank for helping us on the pregame show. There comes the 1-2. There goes Andrews Jr. High chopper to third. The only place to first. The throw is made. It's offline, though, and it's not in time. LeBoy tried doing a Jeter-esque type of play as he got the ball quickly near the third base bag. The off-balance throw was up towards maybe even first base. And now Andrews Jr., seeing that, takes third base. Time was not called, and taking third is Andrews Jr. We saw a play like that in the big leagues a couple days ago. And just like that, the Grizzlies, runners at the corners here with one out. So great job from Andrews Jr. with the awareness. And it's Caleb Hobson with runners at the corners and one out. Here's the pitch. Outside, count at 1-0. And they're saying that it's a stolen base for Andrews Jr., which would be his second. Here's the pitch. And that is outside to Caleb Hobson. So it is a single for Tucker, by the way. It was a tough play for Yennel LeBoy to make at third. And then Andrews Jr. with a stolen base of third. So first and third with one out as Hobson takes a pitch low. And home plate umpire and Garrett Nelson saying, no, that ball is down. And now Hobson in a favorable 3-0 count with Braylon Wimmer on deck. Not the spot that Johnston wants to be at. Here comes the pitch. That's a called strike. Count at 3-1 here in the top of the second inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports, but Fresno with a runner in scoring position. Andrews Jr. at third. Here comes the 3-1. Outside, but called a strike. Oh-oh. That was a generous call to Hobson. Now it's full. 3-2. Hobson was ready to take off for first. Here comes the 3-2. And now a check on the runner and Tucker. And a great job from the first baseman Schwartz. Ball was in the dirt and he picked it. If it gets past him, it scores a run. 3-2. And that move is made because they want to see if someone was going or if the batter and Hobson would show something at the plate. As here comes the 3-2. And it is low, ball four. The fourth walk for Stockton pitching. Tucker will waltz to second. Hobson has a walk. So now the bases are loaded with one out. And it's Braylon Wimmer. As here comes the pitching coach and Gabriel Osuna to talk to his left-hander in Will Johnston. While we have a quick breather, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As now, ducks on the pond, frogs on the lily pad. Bases loaded with one out for Braylon Wimmer. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. A slider at 84 in the outside part of the plate. Wimmer way ahead of it, counted 0-1. You're in the top of the second inning. Glad you could join us however you're listening tonight. As that is swung on a miss. Right back to the slider down the zone. Quickly 0-2 to Wimmer, who's 0-1 tonight with a flyout to right. Wimmer takes a big, deep breath. As here comes the pitch from the lefty, and Johnson's working out the full windup. And it's in the dirt. Good stop there from the catcher and Kahn. Count of 1-2. Johnston didn't feel comfortable working out of the stretch. You could tell by the pair of walks that he's already had with him in the stretch position. Here comes the 1-2 to Wimmer. And Wimmer fouls it off. Another slider. This time it was up in the zone. And Wimmer did exactly what you do with it. You foul it off and get another pitch. So 1-2, one out, bases loaded, Braylon Wimmer, the Grizzlies' shortstop tonight. Here comes the 1-2 to Wimmer. And it is inside. Count it 2-2. Braylon Wimmer has a great start to the season. He is 12 for 38, a 316 average. He has a 1.037 OPS. Team leading 3 homers, 1 double, 7 RBI, 15 runs. As that swung on a miss, he's down on strikes. That's the second strikeout and second out of the inning for Johnston. And it will bring up Jake Snyder, who walked his first time up. And a great job from Johnston, going right back to that slider at 82 miles per hour. And Wimmer was ahead of it once again. Here comes the first pitch to Jake Snyder. And Snyder takes a pitch in the dirt. Count of 1 ball, no strikes. Back to the slider for Johnston. And now Jake Snyder, we've talked about him a lot. An OPS at 1.138. One homer, one triple, 3 doubles this year. Here's the 1-0. That is outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Jake Snyder has 15 walks this season. And now ahead of the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Here comes the pitch from Johnston. And Snyder ripped one to right field, a base hit. That scores Andrews Jr. On his tail is Tevin Tucker, and Jake Snyder delivers a 2 RBI single to right field. Fresno leads 2-0 here in the second. Jake Snyder got a pitch to hit, and he delivers out to right field. Andrews Jr. comes in to score. Tucker right behind him. Hobson takes third. That's the second hit and 2 runs as well. And now it's Andy Perez, who's 0 for 1 with a fielder's choice. Runners at the corners here with 2 outs. Jake Snyder delivers as Perez looks to bunt on a slider. That's called a strike. Count it 0-1. I think it was more of a show-me bunt for Perez. But the third baseman of the boy was playing back a little bit. Perez, okay speed. As here comes the 0-1 to Perez. That's in the dirt. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. So Jake Snyder with that base hit now picks up RBI 7 and 8 on the season. And he has reached base twice so far in the first 2 innings. Here comes the 1-1 to Perez. And Perez fouls it off. Count of 1-2. Perez kind of a half swing on that one, trying to just get a piece of it. 2-0 Fresno here in the top of the second inning. As here comes the 1-2, and Perez fouls it off again, stays alive. A little bit of a different one in Huntington Beach today, where Huntington Beach High School put up 13 runs in the second inning en route to a 16-3 win. Dominic Lorenz tuning in. Thanks for joining us on the Fresno Grizzlies game tonight. As here comes the 1-2 to Andy Perez. The Grizzlies would love to have 13 runs again. It'd be a franchise record. As the 1-2 is a fly ball out to shallow right center field. Ball's dropping fast, but it's caught by the right fielder Nankill on the run. But Jake Snyder delivers a 2-out, 2 RBI single to right field. The Grizzlies lead 2-0. We have the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the second inning. It is 2-0 Fresno leading Stockton. And in between innings, talking to our Rockies technology assistant, Ryan Zuanich, he actually said a cool fact. So Huntington Beach, we talked about their high school, was facing Edison earlier this afternoon, where Huntington Beach scored 13 runs in the second inning. Well, Edison had a pitcher in Henry Owens, who was drafted by the Red Sox. As here comes the first pitch to Nate Nankill from Mahoney, and it's fouled off. The count at no balls and one strike. So Nate Nankill, the right fielder, here in the bottom of the second inning, take on Jack Mahoney. Here comes the 1-1. And it's a ground ball, and that goes off Mahoney's glove, it looks like. Second baseman Tucker is there, though, and it's in time. Now, the real question is, did Mahoney touch it? The way the ball looked like is it didn't touch him initially, but either way, the out is recorded. It goes 4-3 for the first out, and it'll bring up the shortstop in Miles Naylor. We're going to have to see what exactly they're going to rule that is if it went off the pitcher or not. And they are going to say 1-4-3. On the putout, as the first pitch is inside a Naylor, count of one ball and no strike. So 1-4-3 on the putout. Make sure you put that into your box score. As here comes a pitch to Naylor, it's high, count of two balls and no strikes. It is a prospect on prospect battle. Mahoney, the top prospect on the Rockies organization, on this Grizzlies team, and Naylor the same, but for Stockton and the Athletics. As here comes the 2-0 from Mahoney, and that is fouled off. The count of two balls and one strike. Jack Mahoney, the number 20 overall prospect in the Rockies system, according to MLB.com. He's one of two prospects on this Rockies/Grizzlies team. As here comes the 2-1, that's a called strike. Count it two balls and two strikes. The Ports also have two as well. Ryan Lasko, their center fielder, is 18th, and Miles Naylor is 8th. As here comes the 2-2. That's inside. Now full, three balls, two strikes, as Mahoney trying to find the strike zone here against Miles Naylor. Naylor had a home run in the second inning last night. As here comes the 3-2, and it's fouled off by Naylor. Count to three balls, two strikes to Miles Naylor. From Jack Mahoney, a 1-1 record, a 2.61 ERA, making his third start of the season. Here comes the 3-2 from Mahoney. Check swing, did he go around? He did not, ball four. And the first base runner reaches via the free pass. As here comes first baseman Nick Schwartz. Runner at first with one out. From Jack Mahoney, who's listed at 6'3", 205 pounds. The right-hander is 22 years old from Algonquin, Illinois. Third-round draft pick in 2023, the 77th overall pick out of the University of South Carolina. As the first pitch is fouled off, count at 0-1. Second professional season for Mahoney, as he pitched a little bit with the ACL Rockies after being selected in last year's draft. Mahoney pitched a week ago versus Inland Empire, picking up the loss after 5 1/3 innings of work. As that's a called strike down in the zone at 93 miles per hour from Mahoney. Count it, no balls and two strikes. Mahoney allowed 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 2 walks and 3 strikeouts against the 66ers. That was at Chukchansey Park. As that is swung on and missed. That was not even fair. 95 in on the hands. And Schwartz is out. Second strikeout for Mahoney. And it brings up Yeniel LeBoy. So the boy will strike to the plate, making his first at-bat of the season. Mahoney, as we said, was the opening night starter for the Grizzlies. That was back on April 5th at San Jose. Picked up the win after five innings of one-run ball. Allowed four hits and one walk while striking out eight. As there is a good breaking ball down the zone, counted 0-1. The Grizzlies did not give Mahoney any run support in his last start, but gave him eight runs in his first start. The Grizzlies lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. Here's the 0-1, and that is just outside. Count it one ball and one strike from Mahoney. Mahoney still learning how to pitch. This is not easy from college, as he will check on the runner and Naylor back safely. And a lot of these players adjusting. Some guys are high school players learning how to pitch in pro baseball. Some guys are college players learning how to pitch here. Or international players as well. As he won one's a check swing, foul. And some fans will chase after that baseball. Count now at one ball and two strikes. To LeBoy, who was just added to the roster yesterday after the injury to BJ Cook. LeBoy last year played for the Ports. First name Yeniel, Y-E-N-I-E-L, LeBoy, L-A-B-O-Y. Here's the 1-2, and it's fouled off. 95 miles per hour, and Mahoney darting that pitch in there. As LeBoy sprays it foul, and the count remains the same at one ball and two strikes. From Jack Mahoney, who is a two-way player for the South Carolina Gamecocks. Here comes the 1-2. And it's low, counted two balls and two strikes. 87 miles per hour there from Mahoney. As he looks to pick up another strikeout. Supports team that are very gritty at the dish. Here comes the 2-2. And that is called strike three. And Mahoney, just like that, has three strikeouts, as many as he had in his last start. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Leap Alley Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the third inning, and the Grizzlies lead the Ports 2-0 as Jason Hinchman will stride to the plate against left-hand pitcher Will Johnston. Jason Hinchman reached on a walk his first time up. Hinchman's the first baseman tonight for the Grizzlies. He was in left field last night. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. And Hinchman, a high pop-up. This is on the infield. The third baseman LeBoy doesn't see it initially, and he gains composure and makes a play right at the third base back for the first out. Now with one out, here comes the right fielder in Felix Tena. Tena, 0-for-1 with a fielder's choice. as he takes on Will Johnston, the lefty. Here comes the pitch, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-1 against Felix Tena. Tena, 20 years old, from Palenque, Dominican Republic. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. Signed as an international free agent in 2021. So no balls, two strikes to Tena. Here comes the pitch from Johnston. And Tena, swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. He's down on strikes. That's the third strikeout for Johnston. Two outs now here in the third. And it's the catcher in Ben McCabe who's 0-1 with a strikeout. Ben McCabe, the Grizzlies catcher. Second time we've seen him in this series. As here comes the pitch from the lefty. And it is a called strike. The count at 0-1. McCabe last night had a single in the ninth inning. He also was hit by a pitch, scored a run. Did strike out twice, though. No balls, one strike. Johnston delivers. Swung on and missed on the outside part of the plate. Quickly 0-2 to McCabe. Both Ben McCabe and Darius Perry will split usually catching duties in a six-game series. Here comes the 0-2 to McCabe. And he lines one out to left field. That sounded great off the bat, and it gets down. Extra bases for McCabe. He rounds first, heading to second base, and it's a two-out double for Ben McCabe. That was a great piece of hitting right there. McCabe getting ahead of that pitch, and he lines it out to left field. And just like that, a runner in scoring position for E.J. Andrews Jr. E.J. Andrews Jr. walked and scored his first time up. He also had a stolen base. Andrews Jr. would love to continue this Grizzlies lead right here. Here's the pitch. And it's a called strike at the top of the zone. The count at 0-1. 92 miles per hour there from Johnston. As we said, he played at Texas A&M. So a battle of SEC pitchers tonight. Here's the 0-1. And that is fouled off by Andrews Jr. Count now at no balls and two strikes as Andrews Jr. will have to protect right here. E.J. Andrews Jr. from Long Beach. His favorite athlete growing up was Deion Sanders. As here comes the 0-2 to Andrews Jr. That's high. Count of one ball and two strikes. Kind of fitting, though, that his favorite athlete is now a coach for CU Boulder. The Buffaloes. I went to Northern Colorado, so I have a hate for the Buffaloes. Says here comes the 1-2 to Andrews Jr., and it's high. The count at two balls and two strikes. Deion Sanders is a great coach. His recruiting and his ability to get players to play for him, but I don't like him because they're rivals of my college. As here comes the 2-2 to Andrews Jr. Look back at McCabe at second. Here's the pitch from Johnston. And it is just outside, just missing. The count now full, three balls and two strikes. A slider from Johnston, and now Andrews Jr. working the count back into his favor. McCabe looks on as here comes the 3-2 from Johnston. And Andrews Jr. takes called strike three, a very similar spot as the pitch before. And Andrews Jr. is out. Will the Grizzlies come up empty? They still lead 2-0. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the third inning, 2-0, the Grizzlies lead the Ports. An Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Robert Poisson is at the plate against Jack Mahoney. Quickly, no balls and two strikes as Mahoney looking for his fourth strikeout of the evening. And Poisson takes a pitch down low in the dirt. Count of 1-2. Again, a big thank you to Express Furniture Rental here in the bottom of the third inning. As here comes the 1-2 from Mahoney. And it's a ground ball hit to the shortstop, Wimmer. Wimmer over to first in time for the out. Goes 6-3, and it'll bring up the 9-hole hitter in Casey Yamauchi. And a great job from Braylon Wimmer during, before BP, when the infielders were taking some ground balls. Wimmer was working with bench coach Cesar Galvez on coming up on the ball and charging, especially on a ball in a hole like that. And Wimmer, for the first couple, was staying back on it, trying to see where that ball was going to be. And Galvez said, trust your instincts, get to the ball. And Wimmer did just that to get the speedy Poisson for the first out. As here comes the 1-0 to Yamauchi. And it swung on and missed. Big hack there. Count it 1-1. Yamauchi, second baseman, wears number 3 on the back of his blue jersey. As here comes the 1-1. And a slow chopper to third. This is Andy Perez over to first in time. Goes 5-3. Back-to-back outs for Mahoney. It brings up Cole Kahn, the catcher for the Ports. Great pitch there from Mahoney down in the zone, and Perez really didn't have to move at third base. He was playing in on the lip of the grass, and the ball went right to him. As a new baseball for Mahoney. By the way, Yamauchi is 5'9", 155 pounds. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And that's a called strike on the upper region of the zone. Counted 0-1 to Cole Kahn, who's a legitimate switch-hitting catcher. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 1-1. And over the years, the Athletics have done a great job in drafting catchers. Now, of course, not every catcher has ended up as a catcher when they've gone to the upper levels. But the Athletics do a great job finding catching depth, and so do the Rockies organization. These two teams have had very good catchers over the past couple of seasons. As here comes the 2-1, and it's a fly ball out to left field, falling fast, but there's Jake Snyder to make the play, and Jack Mahoney has a 1-2-3 third. We head to the fourth. It's 2-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chukchansi Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansi Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the fourth inning, 2-0 Fresno leads Stockton as Tevin Tucker will lead things off against the left-hander and Will Johnston. This is the longest start so far by any Ports pitcher in the series. We're in game four of this six-game series. The teams will face each other again tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. and then 2.09 p.m. on Sunday. Here comes the pitch to Tucker, and he flies one out to shallow center field. Long run for everybody, and gets down. A base hit for Tevin Tucker. And he is 2 for 2 with a pair of singles. That's the fourth hit for Fresno, and Tucker, another multi-hit game for him. That's his second two-hit game of the season. And Tucker had a two-game hit streak just a couple days ago. As now brings up Caleb Hobson, and Hobson takes a pitch outside, count at 1-0. Caleb Hobson now with a runner at first and no outs here in the fourth inning, and the Grizzlies trying to put something together against a very good pitcher in Johnston. That pitch is high, count at 2 balls and no strikes for Will Johnston. Here comes the 2-0 from the lefty. And it's a check swing, just foul down the right field line. And manager Steve Sleest could not make the play. We'll have to give him some grief after the game. But going back to Will Johnston, as we said, went to Texas A&M. He went to high school in Keller, Texas at Keller High School. Was at Texas A&M, though, for a few seasons. Started in 2020. As that is a called strike. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Johnston was used mainly out of the bullpen with the Aggies. I remember watching him for a few years with Texas A&M. As there goes the runner, ground ball foul. Tucker was going to be there, but Hobson had to stay alive. Count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker hasn't stolen a base yet this year, but tons of speed. A lot of players on this Grizzlies team have really good speed overall. Yeah, it's a team that only has 6 stolen bases on the year. Here comes the 2-2 to Hobson. And it's low, count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. And I think we can contribute that to the amount of walks and chances where the Grizzlies have multiple runners on, so it's hard for them to put anyone in motion, we have so many runners on. As here comes the 3-2 to Caleb Hobson. And it's grounded foul again. Great job from Hobson staying alive. We'll do it again with the same count. Hobson wears number 24 on the back of his gray jersey. As Fresno leads 2-0. Beautiful night here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 3-2 to Hobson. Instead, it'll be a check on Tucker. He's back safely. Johnson's thrown over a couple times in this contest. Here in the top of the fourth, 2-0, the Grizzlies lead the Ports. Johnston will come set. Here comes his 3-2 offering again to Hobson. And it is called strike 3. And Hobson will head back to the dugout. I don't know about that pitch right there. It just clipped the outside part of the plate. It's the fifth strikeout for Johnston. And with one away, we'll bring a Braylon Wimmer. And now here comes manager Javier Godard out of the dugout. And that will do it for Will Johnston. Johnston had no hits coming to this game. Fresno gets him for four hits and two runs. We have a new pitcher right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are still in the top of the fourth inning. Fresno leads Stockton 2-0. One out, runner at first base as Micah Dallas, the right-hander, takes over for Will Johnston. And Braylon Wimmer will stride to the plate, who's 0-2. Micah Dallas pitched last year for the Ports, back for another season, listed at 6'2", 215 pounds. As here comes the first pitch to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer takes it high and inside, count at 1-0. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Here comes the 1-0 to Wimmer from Dallas. Lead taken from Tucker at first, and long pause. Here it is. Now 2-0. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2- bedroom apartments. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPST.com. As that's a high fly ball to left field, you can forget about it. Braylon Wimmer, a 2-run homer out to left field, 106 miles per hour off the bat, his 4th long ball of the season, and Fresno now leads 4-0 here in the top of the 4th. That ball was absolutely demolished off the bat of Braylon Wimmer. That ball was a no-doubter to left. As Tucker will score as well, he has 2 of the 4 runs for Fresno at the bottom of the lineup, and now brings up Jake Snyder. So second hit and now 2 runs in the inning. So the hit to Dallas, one of those runs to Johnston finishing his line, and Dallas will have the other one. One out here in the fourth now, 4-0, and it's Jake Snyder. As that pitch is outside, count at 1-1. But again, visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com. As there is a strike to Snyder, count at 1-2. And come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott, Lou Provence, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As Snyder takes a pitch high, count at 2-2. Top of the fourth inning here on April 19th. As Snyder takes a pitch low, now full 3-2. Glad you could join us. Snyder's reached base twice, a walk and a single for him. There comes the full count pitch to Snyder. And it's low, ball four. And Snyder has reached base all three times. Another walk. That is five walks now that Fresno hitting has had. And now it's Andy Perez who's 0 for 2. Perez looking to extend his hit streak. It's at 10 games. Longest hit streak he's had in a Fresno uniform, which also includes all of last year as well. Perez led the team in games played. Back again for Fresno as there is a foul ball from Perez. Counted 0-1. Andy Perez looks like a different hitter and man at the plate this year. He's gained some muscle. He looks a lot stronger. And he actually looks like he has confidence at the plate, which is something that hitting coach Trevor Burmeister talked about. Was that Perez is just confident, had a great offseason program. He lines one out to deep right field. There is no doubt about that one. And it is gone. A two-run homer for Andy Perez. And the Grizzlies lead 6-0. Perez extends his hit streak to 11 games, 99 miles per hour. His third homer of the season. And Fresno has exploded for four runs here in the fourth. That ball was absolutely crushed to right field. And Micah Dallas has been welcomed to the game with two home runs within three batters. So Andy Perez, a two-run homer. Snyder scores as well. And now it brings up in Jason Hinchman, who has power in his own bat as he sees a called strike. The count at 0-1. So Snyder and then Perez score on that as that is a ball. Count at 1-1. So third hit and two runs. And so Dallas has allowed a walk and two home runs as that swung on a miss. Count at 1-2. One out here in the top of the fourth inning, and it's 6-0 Fresno, just like that. As Hinchman takes a pitch outside, count now at 2-2. Andy Perez dropped the bat head and barreled that ball out to right field. 2-2. Here comes the pitch. And that is low. 3-2. Top of the fourth inning, Fresno, a four-run fourth. And they lead 6-0. Two home runs, most by the Grizzlies offense in a game this season. As a 3-2 is a high chopper up the middle. It's going to be a tough play for anyone to get to. And Hinchman has a single. The inning continues as Hinchman now has reached base twice, 1-2. Fourth hit this inning, 7th overall for Fresno. Still only one out, and it's Felix Tena. And if we continue this back and forth pace, we'll have a home run, a walk, home run, single. So my guess is Tena is due for a home run. And I've heard he has tons of power looking for his first homer this year. Here's the pitch. It's low in the dirt, count at 1-0, and Dallas all over the place right now. Micah Dallas from Aubrey, Texas, his hometown, 8th-round draft pick in 2022. Helped out Las Vegas in AAA last year to get some innings. As here comes the 1-0, and that is inside. 2-0, 2 Tena. Tena was given similarities to Jesus Bugarin from last year's team. Bugarin, tons of pop, was strikeout friendly, though. As here comes the 2-0, and Tena, line drive down the third baseline, just foul. It's now 2-1. If that ball got down, he would be running for miles. So now 2-1 to Felix Tena. Runner at first is Hinchman. Still only one out this inning. Micah Dallas on the bump for the Stockton Ports. Here comes the pitch. And that's a fly ball out to deep center field. To Tena, get it. Oh, it's caught on the run by the center fielder in Lasco. Great range from the center fielder for the second out. Tena did a great job getting a hold of that one, but came up empty. And then Hinchman had a hustle back to first. So two outs now, and it's Ben McCabe who's 1-2 with a rocket double back in the third. eighth batter this inning for the Grizzlies. They lead 6-0. Braylon Wimmer, a two-run homer, and then Andy Perez, a two-run homer. As that will get inside, and Kahn tried catching it, and it bounces towards the first base side of the line. The count at 1-0. Now he'll go out and talk to Micah Dallas here in the top of the fourth inning. Like to give a shout-out to Mike McCool listening back in Clovis, California. Love the McCool family. Jill, Mike, Corey, Brittany, Nathan, all of them in between. Maverick, Scully as well, they're two doggos. Bark in the Park, going to happen at Chukchansey Park next week. So be ready for that one. As here comes the 1-0, and that's a breaking ball missed inside. Count at one ball or two balls and no strikes to Ben McCabe. As here comes the pitch to the Grizzlies catcher, and it is inside. Now 3-0. The Grizzlies are doing a great job working counts against the Ports pitching staff. All series long for Fresno. 8 walks and 8 hits for Fresno hitting yesterday. They have 7 hits and 5 walks tonight. As here's a line drive out to left field. Very similar as McCabe's first double. He's looking for extra bases again. Hinchman will stop at third, and Ben McCabe is 2-for-3 with a pair of doubles. He's now a double shy of a Grizzlies franchise record. His second double's the most by a Grizzlies batter in a single game this season. So Hinchman to third, McCabe to second. That's the 5th hit this inning. And now here comes the pitching coach and Gabriel Osuna to go talk to the pitcher in Dallas. So now 2nd and 3rd with 2 outs and the 9th batter this inning, and E.J. Andrews Jr. Micah Dallas, I remember Dallas last year was used as a starter and a long reliever, and he actually had a lot of success against the Grizzlies. But he does not look like the same pitcher so far this season. Second time we've seen him in this series. Dallas gave up 2 runs on 2 hits and an inning of work. That was back on Wednesday, so 2 nights ago. So now E.J. Andrews Jr. with runners at 2nd and 3rd and 2 outs would love to also get a home run right here. He has 1 this year as he takes a pitch low, count at 1-0. Slider at 81 miles per hour from Dallas. The Grizzlies already 4 runs here in the 4th inning. Here comes the 1-0 and a chopper foul, count at 1 ball and 1 strike. And right now, the Grizzlies hitters are seeing beach balls up at the dish. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs here in the top of the 4th inning. The Grizzlies, 4 runs this inning, 9th batter at the dish. Here's the 1-1. Inside, 2 balls and 1 strike. Tevin Tucker awaits on deck. He started all the fun with a single, and that was about 15 minutes ago. 2 balls, 1 strike to E.J. Andrews Jr. And it is fouled right into the netting, counted 2 balls, 2 strikes. And if there was no netting, that ball's in the booth, and I make the play. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to extend their lead right here. Fresno scoring first again. They are undefeated this year when scoring first. 6-0 to be exact. Here's the 2-2. And Andrews Jr. stays alive. Good slider at 83 miles per hour that poked the outside part of the plate. And Andrews Jr. just olayed it out of play. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Dallas comes set. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And it is foul tipped into the glove. And that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies have 2 2-run homers, Braylon Wimmer and Andy Perez. A 4-run inning, 9 batters to the dish. It's 6-0. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association. And
welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the fourth inning, 6-0 Fresno leads Stockton, as Ryan Lasko will lead things off against Jack Mahoney. First pitch from Mahoney is a called strike. The count of no balls in one strike. Mahoney now with some run support, trying to get back into the groove. A long inning waiting on the bench. Here's the 0-1. That's outside. Count of one ball and one strike for Jack Mahoney, who spent three seasons at South Carolina. Here comes the 1-1. And that's a called strike. Good pitch from Mahoney. Count at 1-2. He was a two-way player for multiple years. He pitched in 2021 and 2023. 2022, he had an injury that he was recovering from. As there's called strike 3. And that's 4 strikeouts now for Mahoney, as Lasko is caught looking for the second time. And he'll bring up the DH and Darlin Montero, who's 0-1. Mahoney was also a hitter in 2021 and 2022, but of course, Mahoney went the pitcher's route. 31 games, 22 starts, going 10-4 with a 3.44 ERA as Montero fouls it off. The count at 0-1. He logged 117 and two-thirds innings, allowing 8 homers and fanning 123 batters. As that swung on a miss down in the zone, quickly 0-2 to Montero. Mahoney as a hitter, 25 plate appearances, 20 at-bats, and 2 of his 3 hits were home runs. As here comes the 0-2, and Montero fouls it off, count stays the same. So can you imagine as a pitcher, you throw that many innings, and you allow just 8 homers, and as a hitter, you have 1/4 of what you gave up in your college career. Here comes the 0-2, and that's fouled off, and the count remains the same at 0-2. Mahoney wanting to get the punch out there. But as we said, though, Mahoney, he did battle an injury in 2022 due to Tommy John surgery, but that's where he was the hitter. As here's a fly ball out to right field. This is playable, though, for the right fielder, and Tenna makes the catch for the second out, and Montero is retired. With two away, here comes the right fielder now, and Nate Nankill. Nankill grounded out off of Mahoney to the second baseman, and Tucker over to first, his first time up. Jack Mahoney is from Arlington Heights, Illinois, where he went to high school. St. Viator, as that is to the backstop, the count at 1-0. Had a career 315 batting average with 9 homers. On the mound was 12-5 with 105 strikeouts over 110 and 1/3 innings. As there is a called strike, count at 1-1. He also had 1 save among 3 years, and he was actually ranked as the number 2 shortstop and number 3 overall player in the state of Illinois. as here's a ground ball to the second baseman. This is Tucker to first in time, and Jack Mahoney has another 1-2-3 inning. He has retired 8 in a row as we head to the fifth. 6-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the top of the fifth inning, and it's 6-0 Fresno over Stockton. A new arm for the Ports is the right-hand pitcher, number 37, Chu Chen Shaw on the bump as he takes over for Micah Dallas. So final line for starter Will Johnston. 3 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts. And then Micah Dallas, 2/3 of an inning, 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. As the first pitch from Shaw is low, count a 1 ball and no strikes to Tevin Tucker. Tucker 2 for 2, 2 singles and 2 runs. As that's a called strike, count a 2 balls and 1 strike to Tevin Tucker from Chu Chen Shaw, 6'2", 165 pounds. He is 20 years old as that swung on and missed, counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. From Taipei, Taiwan. 2 Taiwanese pitchers on this Ports roster. The other one is Chen Shuang, who we saw pitch just the other night. Here comes the 2-2 from Shaw to Tucker. And it's in the dirt. Count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Good slider there from Shaw, trying to get Tucker to chase after it. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the offering to Tucker. And it's inside, ball 4. Tucker's reached base 3 times. He draws a leadoff walk. 6 walks now for Stockton pitching. And it brings up center fielder in Caleb Hobson. So Hobson now with a runner at first and no outs, and the Grizzlies have the top of their lineup coming up next. So if you're Hobson right now, try to see if you can get on base and get to the top of that lineup. As there is a called strike now, Tucker taking off as the ball gets away from the catcher in Khan. That should be a pass ball, I believe, because the catcher in Khan had the ball in his glove before it got away. So now runner at second with no outs, as Shaw now is going to have to battle here and not allow any runs. Here comes the pitch, and Hobson looks to bunt. That's a called strike. Count at 1-1. It's a pass ball by Cole Kahn. And the count's actually at 0-2 to Caleb Hobson. Caleb Hobson listed at 6'1", 193 pounds from Mississippi. Went to school at UT Martin, as a ball in the dirt. Good stop there from Khan this time. Count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grizzlies lead 6-0 here in the top of the fifth at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Glad you could join us for Game 4 of 6 Friday Night Baseball. Here comes the 1-2, and it's inside now 2-2, and Tucker, big lead at second. He actually faked as he looked like he was going to steal, took a hard jump all the way to where the shortstop is planted before heading back to the second base bag. So now the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's outside now 3 balls, 2 strikes as Hobson, another full count to him. Hobson was caught looking his last time where he thought it was ball 4, and he walked his first time. So Hobson working a lot of pitches tonight. Here comes the 3-2. And Hobson lines one, and it's caught by the third baseman in LaBoy. One of those look-what-I-found kind of plays for the first out. Hobson got every piece of that pitch. Unfortunately, he is the first victim of the inning, and he'll bring up the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer's last time up was a 2-run moonshot out to left field. So one out here in the top of the fifth inning. And Braylon Wimmer at the dish. There comes the pitch from Shaw with a runner at second. And now Shaw will check on the runner in Tucker, who took a great secondary lead. Tucker showing off his ability on the base paths. And when you're a pitcher and you're paying attention to a base runner, sometimes you leave a pitch, which can be dangerous, especially against the top of this Grizzlies lineup. And that's a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Braylon Wimmer. From Chu Chen Shaw, T-Z-U-C-H-E-N-S-H-A. Here comes the 0-1. Shaw looks back, and now he'll check on Tucker, and the ball gets into center field, and Tucker races to third. Here's a throw from the center fielder, and it's late, and Tucker is there, and it should be an error on the pitcher, should be the first error for the Ports as well, who coming to the game had the best fielding percentage among all California League teams. But now runner at third with one out, and Wimmer an opportunity to give the Grizzlies a 7-0 lead, maybe more. It is a throwing error officially on the pitcher in Shaw. And now the infield comes in for Stockton. As Wimmer, ground ball in a right field past the drawn infield of the second baseman in Yamauchi. And it's an RBI single for Braylon Wimmer. He's now 2-for-4, 3 RBI for Wimmer. It scores Tucker, who has 3 runs as well. And as we said, Tucker was moving so much that Shaw was more worried about him than Wimmer. So it's a hit and a run as well. And now it's Jake Snyder with a runner at first and one out. 7-0 Fresno here in the fifth. As Snyder takes a pitch low, the count at 1 ball and no strikes. And like Tucker, Snyder's reached base 3 times. 2 walks and a 2 RBI single. He also has scored a run. Here comes the 1-0. And Snyder takes a called strike on the inner half of the plate. Count at 1-1. So Braylon Wimmer, 3 RBI. That is the most for him in a Grizzlies uniform. Ties a career high that he had on August 12th last year with the ACL Rockies. As Wimmer takes off for second. And Snyder spoils it. Foul count at 1-2. Wimmer had that base stolen, but it looked like it was some kind of hit-and-run scenario as Snyder chased after a pitch he usually doesn't. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shaw will come set around the belt, and here comes the 1-2. Snyder, line drive, that's fair down the left field line. That will rattle into the corner. Wimmer around second. He's at third, and now Galvez gives him the wave in. The ball is thrown away, and he will score. And Wimmer is now down initially as Snyder gets to third. He is safe at third base, and the Grizzlies lead 8-0 here in the fifth inning. Jake Snyder, seeing the throw get away, took third base, so it should be an RBI double for Jake Snyder. It scores Braylon Wimmer, then Snyder gets the third. I believe it should be an error, so it's a hit and a run, all given towards Shaw's line, and now Andy Perez, 8-0 here in the fifth. Runner at third with one out. Pitch to Perez is inside, count at 1-0. We'll see what the scoring play is. I believe it should be a double with an error. It is. It's a double for Snyder as fourth. And then it says Snyder takes third, but there is not an error given. It's here's a ground ball. Should score Snyder easily. He does score. 9-0. Perez is out. The second out, it goes 4-3. But an RBI for Perez. He's got three RBI. So an RBI for Andy Perez. Snyder comes in to score. So it's the third run. And now it's 9-0 Fresno here in the fifth inning. And now Hinchman, who's 1-for-2 with a walk, and he grounds one foul. Count it 0-1. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. So Jake Snyder going back to his play. It's a double, and they're saying he advanced a third on the throw, but never given an error. That's a called strike. Count it 1-1. So now the top of this Grizzlies lineup. Three RBI for Snyder. Three RBI for Wimmer. And three RBI for Andy Perez. Here comes the 0-2 to Hinchman. In the dirt, count of 1-2. And then, Tevin Tucker has three runs. Andrews Jr. has a run. Two runs for Wimmer. Two runs for Snyder. And Perez has a run as well. Here comes the 1-2 to Jason Hinchman. And Hinchman fouls it off and looked like it was off his foot as well. 9-0 Fresno here in the top of the fifth inning. A three-run fifth after a four-run fourth. There was also two runs in the second. So three runs this inning. The Grizzlies up to 10 hits, by the way. Here comes the 1-2, and that is called strike three, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies scored three runs, an RBI single from Braylon Wimmer, an RBI double from Jake Snyder, and an RBI groundout from Andy Perez. We head the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, and it is 9-0 Grizzlies over the Stockton Ports. And Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Here's the first pitch to Naylor. That is inside, count at 1-0. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. Here on April 19th, here's the 1-1. Ground ball to third. Picked up by Perez over to first in time. It goes 5-3 for the first out. As Naylor is retired, he is the only base runner so far for the Ports, reached on a walk. As here comes first baseman Nick Schwartz, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. And Jack Mahoney's been very good so far, just throwing strikes. It's something that seems so simple, but really isn't. As Mahoney's first pitch to Schwartz is a called strike, the count at 0-1. But sometimes in baseball, it's all it takes. If you can get ahead in counts, allows you to be in control of the game. Fresno's worked 6 walks tonight as an offense, as here's a line drive caught by Wimmer at short. 2 outs now as it brings up the third baseman and Yeniel LeBoy. LeBoy is 0-for-1 with a strikeout as he will stride to the plate here in the bottom of the 5th inning. And the other thing about throwing strikes that really helps anybody is allows your defense to breathe a little bit and relax, especially knowing that your offense has a 9-0 lead for you. Line drive out to right field, and it will be caught by the right fielder Antenna to end the inning. A quick inning for Jack Mahoney, and he has retired 11 in a row. We head to the 6th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with custom performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the top of the 6th inning. It's 9-0 Grizzlies as the first pitch is in the dirt, and Tenna did not go around. Count of 1-0-0. Game 4 of the 6-game series, Friday night baseball here at Banner Island Ballpark. Tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m., and then 2:09 on Sunday. As that's low, count of 2-0-0. As Felix Tenna at the dish, he is 0-for-3. Here's the pitch, and Tenna fouls it off, counted 2-1-1. So 2-1. As Felix Tenna, he had a ground out fielder's choice, a strikeout, and a flyout so far. Here comes the pitch from Shaw back out for his second inning of work. And a fly ball to left field. It is going to be playable, though, and the left fielder in Poisson makes the catch. So one out now as Tenna is retired. It brings up Ben McCabe. McCabe is 2-for-3, a pair of doubles. So right now we're on franchise watch as another double by McCabe would tie a franchise record with 3 doubles in a game. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on a miss by McCabe. Count it 0-1. Good pitch there from Shaw down in the zone. As the Grizzlies trying to add some more runs right here against Shaw. And that is outside. Count of 1-1-1. here in the top of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies giving some run support to starter Jack Mahoney. Here comes the 1-1. And that is fouled off. Count of one ball and two strikes. No action in either bullpen, so it looks like it'll still be Mahoney. And it looks like Shaw will have this inning against this Grizzlies offense that has 10 hits and 6 walks already. Here comes the 1-2 to McCabe, and it's in the dirt. Good stop there from Khan. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ben McCabe, 2 for 3, as here comes the 2-2. And it is a ground ball off the mound, and now the second baseman, and Yamauchi makes the play. Didn't it look like it went off Shaw that time, though? I believe it's just going to be 4-3. 2 outs now, though, as it brings up the designated hitter in E.J. Andrews Jr., and they do list it as just 4-3 on that play, as the pitcher in Shaw tried to make a play, and it bounced off the back of the mound towards the second baseman in Yamauchi. And now Andrews Jr. fouls it off, counting no balls in 1 strike. Glad you could join us. The Grizzlies back home on Tuesday to take on the San Jose Giants, an 11:05 a.m. first pitch. Here comes the 0-1. That's in the dirt, count at 1 ball and 1 strike. It's one of our 3 kids games called Making the Grade, where kids in the Central Valley get to come to a Grizzlies game thanks to our partners. It's a free lunch, a free baseball game, and there's also an assembly and some learning. As here's a ground ball, tough play, the shortstop deep in the hole, and it is made in time. Naylor showing off the defensive skills. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Shaw. We'll talk more about the Grizzlies' upcoming homestand right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 9-0. The Grizzlies lead the Ports, as Jack Mahoney will take on Robert Poisson to lead things off. And the Grizzlies back at home next week, 11:05 a.m. on Tuesday for Making the Grade, where the kids in the Central Valley get to come to a free game, a free lunch, free assembly, learning experience, and a reward to get out of school as well. And one of our first 3 kids' day games, Making the Grade games, will be on Tuesday, April 23rd against the San Jose Giants. Here's a ground ball hit to the shortstop, Wimmer. Wimmer up to first in time, and it is out. As Hinchman looked like initially he was going to drop it, it goes 6-3 for the first out, and it brings up Casey Yamauchi, who is 0-1. And for Jack Mahoney, he is now retired 12 in a row. So now Yamauchi is 0-1 with a ground out. As Mahoney looks in, here comes the first pitch from the right-hander. And it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. He has thrown a lot of first-pitch strikes so far. But a six-game series starting next Tuesday against the San Jose Giants. First time the Giants will visit Chukchansey Park. The Grizzlies have already swept San Jose at Excite Ballpark this year. It'll be Tuesday through Sunday. Lots of great promotions at the ballpark. We have Halfway to Halloween on Friday, April 26th. We have Zoo Night on Saturday, April 27th. And, of course, Meet Bluey and Bingo Day and Bark in the Park on Sunday as Yamauchi fouls it off. 0-2 from Jack Mahoney. But Friday, April 26th, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch for Halfway to Halloween. I'm very excited about this promotion. It's also Community Outreach Night presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casinos. Here's a line drive up the middle, a base hit. And now we can say that the no-hitter is over. Stockton crowd recognizes that as well. But for Jack Mahoney, 5 1/3 before he allows his first hit. And that will be Cole Kahn, the switch hitter, who's 0-2. And for Jack Mahoney, great job as well, retiring 13 batters in a row before he allowed that first hit of the game. So now Cole Kahn, who's 0-2. But back to Friday night. It's Halfway to Halloween, Community Outreach Night presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. There's also a tote bag giveaway for the first 1,500 fans presented by Community Health Systems. And Friday night fireworks. Now, Community Outreach Night, I heard there was going to be a lot of candy on the concourse. So I would recommend getting a tote bag giveaway. So get to the ballpark early. Be one of the first 1,500 fans to get a bag. Go around and get as much candy as you can. And then find your way to the press box and give me as much candy as you can. That's what I would love for Friday night for Halfway to Halloween. On Saturday, Fresno Chaffee Zoo presents Zoo Night at Chukchansey Park, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. That will be a roaring good time. As here comes the 0-2, and that is called strike three. Mahoney has his fifth punch out as Kahn is caught looking. Second out, and it'll bring up the center fielder in Ryan Lasko, who's 0-2 with a pair of punch outs. And a great job for Mahoney to get back after allowing that single to Yamauchi. Finally, on Sunday, it is our rescheduled Meet Bluey and Bingo Day. We also have Bark in the Park, as here's a line drive. Base hit to right field by Lasko. Yamauchi will stop at second on the base hit. So now two hits this inning, and the Port's trying to put something together, trailing 9-0, as Darlin Montero, who's 0-2, will stride to the plate. As now McCabe, the catcher, going to go talk to Mahoney. But Blue Pearl Pet Hospital will be one of our partners for that, and Calviva Health will be a partner for Meet Bluey and Bingo Day. And now, even though you're bringing your dog to the park, they will unfortunately not be able to meet Bingo or Bluey for safety reasons. But they will be rewarded with a bandana, thanks to our partners as well. So come on down to the ballpark, a 1.05 p.m. first pitch on that Sunday. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also come down to the Chukchansey Park box office to purchase your tickets. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney in the dirt, count at 1-1. And no strikes. As Darlin Montero at the dish. Besides Fresno Grizzlies baseball, we also have a lot of amazing non-baseball related events at the ballpark. As here comes the 1-0. That's inside, count at 2-0. And it's Tequila Fest. And Fresno, are you ready to party? Tequila Fest returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 17th. Catch T-Pain and Busta Rhymes live as one of the biggest concerts of the year comes to downtown Fresno. Here comes the pitch. Montero fouls it off, count at 2-1. Join in on the fun and check out incredible live music, local food trucks and vendors, and of course, lots of tequila. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at TequilaFestFresno.com or the Chukchansey Park ticket office. We will see you at Chukchansey Park for Tequila Fest on May 17th. That is less than a month away. Grab your tickets now at TequilaFestFresno.com here in the bottom of the sixth. As here comes the pitch to Montero, and it's called strike two. The count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Again, May 17th, Tequila Fest. We also have the Savannah Bananas coming in town for 3 games as well. So lots of amazing things to do at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 3-2, and it's a fly ball out to center field. Long run from Hobson, and he is there to make the catch. And even though the no-hitter is over, Jack Mahoney has 6 scoreless innings. We head to the 7th, 9-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. 9-0 Fresno here in the top of the 7th inning. Tevin Tucker will come to the plate against Chu-Chen Shaw. Tucker is 2-for-2. He has 2 singles, a walk, and 3 runs scored. As here comes the first pitch to Tucker. It is low, count of 1 ball and no strikes. And the Grizzlies have had a great job with Tucker leading off innings and being able to get on base. Here comes the 1-0, and that is high. 2 balls and no strikes. We're talking about what's happening at Chuck Chancey Park over the next month or so. Lots of promotions down the pipeline, as we were talking about. And, again, very excited for halfway to Halloween on Fridays. Here's a fly ball out to center field. This is playable for Lasco, and he will make the catch for the first out. And Tucker is finally retired. One away is here comes Caleb Hobson, the center fielder. Hobson is 0-for-2 with a walk. But halfway to Halloween, that's Friday on April 26th at 7.05 p.m. We also have a tote bag giveaway. Friday night fireworks as well. Here comes the pitch, and that's a high pop-up, and it will go foul. As Montero is right near the netting, looking to see if that ball stayed in play. Count it 0-1 to Caleb Hobson. And I know that we have Bark in the Park coming up as well. And I know the world's best girlfriend is listening. Hello. Big shout out. Love you. Count it 0-1 to Caleb Hobson. And that is low. Count it 1 ball and 1 strike. And Bark in the Park is Sunday. And I wonder if Paulie will be able to come to the game on Sunday for Bark in the Park. That is the girlfriend and our dog, as that's a called strike. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. And if he can, then maybe Paulie will be my pregame interview for that game. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Caleb Hobson. And it's a high chopper. Hobson has speed, though. It's going to be a bang-bang play. Here's a throw, and he's going to be safe. No chance to get Caleb Hobson. It's an infield single. He's reached for the second time. For Fresno, that's their 11th hit. And now brings up Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer is 2-for-4. He has a two-run homer, three RBI, and two runs scored. At the top of this Grizzlies lineup have all nine RBI. Wimmer, Snyder, and Perez. As that pitch is in the dirt, count at 1-0. It's also Meet Bluey and Bingo Day. And I know that the world's best girlfriend and the niece, Aaliyah, would love to meet the Blue Healer. A character appearance, so it will be a lot of fun for that. As the 1-0 is a fly ball out to left center field. It's way back there, and it is going to be caught. What a catch on the run for the second out. I don't know how that ball was caught out there in left center field, but either way, Wimmer is retired. It's a long second out, and it brings up Jake Snyder. That was a left fielder Poisson making the play for the second out, by the way. And now Snyder, who has three RBI, which includes a double and two walks. He's reached base all four times. He lines one out to right center field. That's a base hit. Hobson showing his wheels. He heads to third. Now runners at the corners here with two outs for Andy Perez. Jake Snyder's reached base all five times tonight. He has a three-hit game as well. 12 hits for Fresno. And it's Andy Perez who has a two-run homer as well. Three RBI for him. A ground out his last time up. By the way, for Jake Snyder with that third hit, has just tied a career high that he had earlier this year in San Jose. So now Andy Perez, here comes the pitch to him, and he swings and misses. Good breaking ball down the zone, count at 0-1. So Perez, a two-run homer earlier, looking for another multi-hit game, extended his hit streak to 11 games. As Perez, broken bat, ground ball, it's going to be a close play. The second baseman, Yamauchi, will make it to end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty in the seventh. It's time to stretch here in Stockton. Here's the Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the seventh inning, 9-0. The Grizzlies lead the Ports as Nate Nankill will lead things off against Tyler Hoffman. As here comes the first pitch from the new Grizzlies arm. It's a called strike to Nankill, who's 0-2. The count at 0-1. So final line for Jack Mahoney. Six scoreless innings, two hits, one walk. He struck out five. As here's a fly ball out to center field. Caleb Hobson and Jake Snyder converging, and it will be caught by the center fielder in Hobson for the first out. So Hoffman, a big first down, will bring up Miles Naylor's 0-for-1 with a walk. So that is the first out of the bottom of the seventh inning. And we were talking about promotions and talk about everything in between as the Grizzlies back home in a couple of games. But they want to finish out this series strong as there's a strike from Hoffman. Game four of this six-game series. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow for Saturday night baseball. Here comes the 0-1. Outside, count of one ball and one strike from Tyler Hoffman as he takes on Miles Naylor. Miles Naylor, the top prospect in the athletic system on this Ports team. He's number 8 overall, according to MLB.com. As that's a high pop-up. That is in foul territory. The first baseman in Hinchman is there to make the play. Two outs now. And it brings up first baseman Nick Schwartz. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the 0-1 from Hoffman. It's high for a ball, count of one ball and one strike. Tyler Hoffman, second time we've seen him in this series. His last outing did not go as planned. That was back on Wednesday night, where the Ports won 6-5. Hoffman walked three straight batters before being lifted. As that pitch is outside, count it 2-1. He's already gotten two outs tonight for Tyler Hoffman. The right-hander is appearing in his fourth game out of the bullpen. No record, a 16.20 ERA. There comes the 2-1. That is a fly ball foul. Count it 2-2. Hoffman is 6 feet, 182 pounds. 6 feet, 182 pounds. He's 24 years old from Mobile, Alabama. Went to Tulane, drafted in 2022. Here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and missed, and Hoffman has a 1-2-3 seventh. Let's head to the eighth. When we come back, we'll talk about the California League scoreboard. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the eighth inning, 9-0 Fresno leads Stockton as Diego Barrera will take over on the bump. The left-hander, only other left-hander in this bullpen for the Ports, as he will pitch for Chuchen Shaw, who went three innings of work, as that pitch is in the dirt, count of 1-1 to Jason Hinchman, who's 1-for-3, a single and a walk. Shaw's final line, three innings, three runs, all earned. Four hits, one walk. He struck out one as well. As Hinchman lines one out to right center field, that ball will get down. Hinchman looking for two, and he will take a stop at first base as he takes a big turn, and he will stay there. A two-hit game for Jason Hinchman. He's reached base three times, and Fresno now at 13 hits. As here comes Felix Tena. Tena 0-for-4, as he would like to get in on the fun right here. Speaking of fun, get ready to make a splash at Chukchansey Gold and kickstart your summer adventures. Here's a high pop-up. This is drifting in foul territory, and it will be caught by the first baseman in Schwartz for the first out. So Tena is retired. It brings up Ben McCabe, who has two doubles in this contest. But get ready to make a splash at Chukchansey Gold and kickstart your summer adventure with the $600,000 party on the pontoon and jet ski giveaway. Play and earn entries for your chance to snap your share of over $43,000 in cash drawings every Thursday and Friday. As that is a strike to McCabe, count it 0-1. Then speed on in Friday, April 26th. That's right, 1 week from tonight. Here comes the 0-1 to McCabe. That is a ball count at 1-1. For your chance to win the sizzling hot grand prize, a new pontoon or jet ski. Let the splash games begin, only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. There's a strike to McCabe, count at 1-2. And we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Here comes the 1-2 to McCabe. And it is low. We count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Speaking of crazy as well, I just received a text that the Quakes and the 66ers were postponed in the bottom of the first inning tonight. As here's a high chopper to the shortstop. It goes 6-4. And that is all they're going to get for the second out. So McCabe will reach on the fielder's choice. Hinchman is retired at second. 6-4 on the fielder's choice, so two outs, runner at first for E.J. Andrews Jr. But the 66ers and the Quakes were postponed in the bottom of the first due to a power outage at the ballpark. San Manuel Stadium, the next road trip for the Grizzlies, where they're expected to play 8 games, by the way. So the Quakes and the 66ers did not play in their game. They were suspended in the bottom of the first. The Quakes were leading 2-0. That pitch almost hits Andrews Jr. He spins out of the way. Seeing that, getting second is McCabe on the wild pitch. So runner at second now with two outs. The Quakes led 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning. And I wonder if either team has a statement about what happened in their game tonight. Here comes the 1-0 to Andrews Jr., and it is low, 2 balls and 0 strikes. And based on what I can see right now, I do not see an update from the 66ers, which were played at San Manuel Stadium, as that is inside, count at 3-0. But fans have cell phone lights, and it looks like the Encore love song, according to social media, is now E.J. Andrews will head down to first base on a walk. It was 4 straight balls, so second walk that Andrews Jr. picks up tonight. Now first and second with 2 outs. That's 7 walks for Stockton pitching. And now Tevin Tucker, who's 2-for-3, has reached base 3 times, has scored 3 times. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. The count at 1 ball and 0 strikes. But there was a 45-minute delay to start the game because of a power issue, and it was right before first pitch as Tucker fouls it off, and that was right above our press box, count at 1-1. But so that was about 2 hours ago. There was a power failure. It was restored, and then they had a rescheduled for a 7:25 p.m. first pitch. Then they were underway, and all of a sudden the lights went out again, as that is a called strike. Now 1-2. Unfortunately, the bottom of the first, the game was postponed, and the game will have to have another chance to make it up. Tough break for the 66ers after two power outages halted their game, as that is outside, counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. So for Inland Empire, they're going to have to make up their game against Rancho Cucamonga and 2 more against your Fresno Grizzlies. That's a lot of games for the 66ers coming up. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on, check swing, and he did go around to end the inning. We'll talk about the other two games right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We have a couple changes for your Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth, as the Grizzlies lead 9-0 over the Ports, as the first pitch is a called strike from Stu Flesland III against Yeniel LeBoy, who's 0-2. Now into the game at third base is number 1, Luis Mendez. He will bat third for Andy Perez, who is out of the game as just a defensive change, no injuries or anything for Perez, just to get some work for Mendez. And so Mendez is into the game, and the count now 0-2 is Flesland the third. A couple strikes to LeBoy. Tyler Hoffman's final line, 1 inning and 1 strikeout, a 1-2-3 frame for Tyler Hoffman. Now to Flesland the third, who hasn't pitched in a hot minute. First time we've seen him in this series, as now LeBoy stays alive with a foul ball. Counting no balls and two strikes here in the bottom of the eighth inning here in Stockton, California, as that is a chopper and Flesland off the mound. He will scoop it up over to first in time. It goes 1-3. And with one out, here comes the left fielder in Robert Poisson, who's 0-2. So we were talking about the California League scoreboard and, of course, the weird game in Inland Empire. Well, in the top of the eighth inning, the Modesto Nuts lead the San Jose Giants 8-2. Modesto, like Fresno, at 7-3. It was a tough start for Lansville. Cale Lansville, he allowed 10 hits, 7 runs, only 3 of them earned, Modesto has 14 hits in the game, but they scored 4 runs in the first and 3 runs in the third. So 7 of their 8 runs were in the first couple of innings, kind of similar to what Fresno did yesterday. For Modesto in that game, they had a home run from Sharp. It was his first homer of the year. Sharp has also doubled as well. Bottom of the lineup, he is 3-for-3 with 3 RBI and 2 runs. As Poisson swing and a miss, count now at 1-2. As here comes the pitch from Stu Flesland III to Robert Poisson. And a little blooper out to right field. It is dropping fast, and it is going to be in there for a hit. And now Poisson running to second as the ball got away a little bit from the right fielder antenna. Poisson has a give-me double here in the bottom of the eighth. That's just the third hit for Stockton as it brings up Casey Yamauchi, who's 1-for-2. He had the first hit of the game against Jack Mahoney at the bottom of this lineup. But so Modesto leads 8-2 in that game. They have 14 hits looking to take another game in that series. And in the top of the ninth inning, Lake Elsinore, they lead Visalia 4-3. Lake Elsinore run in the first, 3 runs in the third, but they only have 4 hits. The Rawhide have 4 errors as well. For Visalia, 2-for-4 game for Yancel Luis at the top of their lineup. And for the Storm, they have a double from Hoffman, as that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. That's right, Trevor Hoffman's son has a double in that game as the Storm lead the Rawhide by a score of 4-3 there into the ninth inning. Our score here, 9-0 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the 1-1 from Flesland. It's high. Count it 2-1. Stu Flesland III, listed at 6'5", 207 pounds, 23 years old from Spokane, Washington, an 11th round draft pick from the Washington Huskies to the Rockies in 2023. Here's a little blooper. The shortstop in Wimmer goes back to make the play. That was another tough ball right there, and Yamauchi is retired. 2 outs now as here comes the catcher in Cole Kahn, who is 0-for-3 with a strikeout his last time up. He will hit from the right side for the first time tonight. Runner at second with 2 outs, 9-0. Fresno trying to preserve the shutout. Jack Mahoney, Tyler Hoffman, now Stu Flesland III. Here comes the pitch, and it is high for a ball, count of 1-0. Stu Flesland III, as we said, a very tall left-hander and a very tough angle for lefties. That's why Kahn will hit from the right side as the switch hitter. As there is a great breaking ball in there. Count at 1-1 from Flesland III. F-L-E-S-L-A-N-D. As he looks in, count at 1-1. Here comes the pitch from the linky lefty. And it will hit the batter in Kahn. And so a hit by pitch. And now runners at first and second with 2 outs for Ryan Lasko, who's 1-for-3. So first hit by pitch tonight for Fresno. And now it's Ryan Lasko who's 1-for-3. And the Grizzlies trying to finish this game off. Here comes the first pitch to Lasko from Flesland. It's inside. The count at 1-0. So 1-0 here to Flesland III. And Lasko takes it outside. 2-0. Stu Flesland III went to the same high school as Grizzlies reliever Brady Hill, who we saw last night. The two were teammates. And now both pitching in the Rockies system and here with single-A Fresno as that pitch is in the dirt. Count at 3-0. For Flesland III, this is his fourth game out of the bullpen, a 1-0 record, no ERA yet for Flesland III. Went to Mount Spokane High School in Spokane, Washington, about 23 minutes from Avista Stadium. with fellow Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Brady Hills. That ball is inside, ball four. And now the bases are loaded as Lasko draws a walk. So Kahn to second, Poisson to third. And now with two outs, it's Darlin Montero, a lefty-lefty matchup. Montero is 0 for 3. And now Flez on the third in a little bit of a pickle. Would love to get out of the inning unscathed. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Good pitch down the zone from Flez in the third. Counted 0-1. As we said, he went to Mount Spokane High School. Then went to Boise State before going to Washington prior to getting drafted. Here comes the 0-1. And that's outside. Counted 1-1. So it'd be for both him and Hill, once they get to Spokane, it will be a nice homecoming for the duo. Get to be at home near family. And I wonder if they get there, if their families will let them stay at home and do their laundry for them. As there's a called strike, the count of 1-2. So if either the Fleslin family or the Hill family are listening, let me know if they will be doing their own laundry or if you will help them out when they get up to High A Spokane. Here comes the 1-2. That's fouled off. Now, of course, they're still here in Fresno, and I'm being selfish. I want them here as long as they can, but that's not how it works in this industry sometimes. So once they do make that jump, then that's when the question can be answered. It's a count of 1-2. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and that is fouled off by Montero. He stays alive. He's 0-3. He has flown out to every outfielder tonight. The left fielder in Snyder, that was in the first inning. The right fielder, Tenna, that was in the fourth, and then in the sixth inning to the center fielder, Hobson. Here comes the 1-2 to Montero. Swung on and missed, and a bases loaded. No run situation for Stockton. We head to the ninth. The Grizzlies lead 9-0. You're listening to them on Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the ninth inning, 9-0 Fresno leads Stockton. As the left-hander Diego Barrera still on the bump, as he will take on Caleb Hobson to lead things off. Action down in those bullpens as well, as here comes the first pitch for Barrera, and it's outside to Hobson. Count at 1-0. Caleb Hobson is 1-3, a single and a walk. Fresno hitting tonight has been fantastic, as that is a check swing. He did go around. Count at 1-1. The Grizzlies have 13 hits tonight. They've also walked 7 times. As that's outside, count at 2-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. The Grizzlies looking for a series win if they can hold on tonight and get a win in the final two games. Fly ball to deep right center field, and the center fielder Lasko will make the catch as one center fielder flies out to the other. So one out now as it brings up the shortstop in Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer is 2 for 5. He has a home run, single, 3 RBI, and 2 runs scored. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation. There goes the bat into the Grizzlies' dugout. Counted 0-1. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. So Wimmer lost his bat. The count is at 0-1. He went and picked it up as here comes the next pitch, and that is inside. Count at 1 ball and 1 strike. So 1 ball and 1 strike. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and Wimmer swing and a miss. Count at 1-2. Diego Barrera, the left-hander for Stockton. 6 feet, 165 pounds from Fontana, California. As Wimmer fouls off another one. 20th round draft pick in 2023 by the Athletics. And for Barrera, B-A-R-R-E-R-A. The left-hander is really the only bullpen option that is a lefty. Fly ball out to left field. It's right at the left fielder Poisson for the second out. And with two away, here comes Jake Snyder, who has reached base in every at-bat tonight. And now it actually is going to be Fadrio Cruz who will pinch hit for Snyder. So Snyder ends up reaching base successfully every time, but now it's going to be a pinch hitter. And Fadrio Cruz, who wears number 28 on the back of his jersey. So Fadrio Cruz, the lefty, will pinch hit here in the ninth inning with two outs. Luis Mendez on deck as here comes the pitch, and it's a strike to Fadrio Cruz to count at 0-1. Just some opportunities for a couple guys off the bench to get some at-bats. As Cruz fouls it off, he counted 0-2. Fadrio Cruz, 23 years old. He's from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. It's been a long journey for Cruz to get here. As the 0-2's in the dirt, counted 1 ball, 2 strikes. Cruz known for his speed, not a lot of power. We saw it on display yesterday. Here's the 1-2. It's high, counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fadrio Cruz batting 118, no homers, 2 RBI. Here comes the 2-2 to Cruz. And it's low and inside, count at 3-2. Now, Cruz has not gotten a hit over his past 5 games, but he has drawn 6 walks. It's a count now full to him. Here's the 3-2, and it is called strike 3, and that will end the ninth. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies looking to secure their first shutout win of 2024. Here's the Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansi Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the ninth, and it's 9-0 Fresno as Nate Nankill, who's 0-for-3, will stride to the plate against the new Grizzlies right-hander, Jake Madden. Second time we've seen him in this series. Here comes the pitch from the hard-throwing right-hander in Madden. And the ball is bounced. The count at 1-0. Jake Madden's game the other night did not go to plan. That was on Tuesday. Madden, 2/3 of an inning. He walked 4 batters, which included a run. No hits, no strikeouts for him, as here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander. It's outside, count it 2-0. Jake Madden is the number 21 prospect in the Rockies system, according to MLB.com. Like him and Mahoney, they're the only two top 30 prospects on this team. As there's a called strike, the count at 2-1. Good pitch there from Jake Madden. Madden has the size and a guy that has really good stuff. As long as he can hone in on the control, this is a very valuable prospect in this system. As the ball's inside, count at 3-1. Jake Madden is listed at 6'6", 185 pounds. Here comes a 3-1 from Madden. And it is a called strike, count at 3-2. A former Angels farmhand, he was traded to the Rockies last year at the trade deadline with left-hand pitcher Mason Albright for C.J. Cron and Randall Grichuk. Here's the 3-2, low ball 4 and a leadoff walk to Nankill. Not the way that Madden wanted to start his evening. Third walk by Fresno pitching, and it brings up Miles Naylor, who's 0-2 with a walk as well. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. We also want to give some shout-outs to Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Remember, next Friday, speed on in for your chance to win the sizzling hot grand prize of a new pontoon or jet ski at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casinos. There's a strike to Naylor, count it 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, make sure you bring your best ideas to life. Express Furniture Rental, you can check them out online at efrental.com. As here comes the 0-1. It's in the dirt, count of 1-1. But again, we thank Express Furniture Rental. We also thank Manco Abbott and Lou Pervonce Apartment Homes. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com. And we also like to thank Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball. Here in tonight on April 19th, Friday Night Baseball. Tequila Fest right around the corner as well, about a month away, as that is swung on and missed by Naylor. Counted 2-2. As the Grizzlies trying to hold on and secure a shutout win tonight, be their first of the season. As here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off by Naylor at 2-2. Fresno Grizzlies return home on Tuesday. Very excited for that to get back at Chukchansi Park. The crowd, we can't wait to see Growlifornia. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. As the Grizzlies trying to take 3 of the first 4 games of this 6-game series. Ground ball up the middle. Wimmer will tag the bag over to first. A big double play. 6-3 and now 2 outs. As now Nankill is wiped away. And now we'll bring up Nick Schwartz, who's 0-3. And Madden an out away from a big victory tonight. Fresno, 9 runs. They scored 2 runs in the second, 4 runs in the fourth, 3 runs in the fifth. And now looking to end this game right here. Here comes the pitch from the righty in Jake Madden. And it is a ball. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. 92 miles per hour there from Madden. Madden can really rev up the miles per hour on all of his pitches. Here comes the 1-0. That's a called strike, and it's now 1-1. Jake Madden, as we said, was drafted by the Angels, a 4th-round draft pick, born in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. 22 years old, or turned 23 in December. Here's the 1-1. That's low. Counted 2 balls and a strike. Mason Albright, the other part of that deal, he's in Double-A now with the Hartford Yard Goats. Madden, though, between the two players, is the harder-throwing pitcher and a guy who has a lot of upside to him. Here comes the 2-1, and it's a ground ball to third. Mendez will now stay back on it. The throw to first is in time, and that will do it. The Fresno Grizzlies have their first shutout win of 2024, a 9-0 win, and they've taken 3 of the first 4 from the Stockton Ports. We'll be back with the postgame right after this. Your Grizzlies victorious tonight.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for the postgame show. Wrap up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies pick up their first shutout win of the 2024 season. They beat the Ports 9-0. The Grizzlies improved to 8-3 on the year. They've taken 3 of the first 4 games of this series against Stockton. They remain undefeated in their gray jerseys, now at 6-0 in the gray jerseys. Stockton falls to 3-8. Final lines, Fresno, 9 runs on 13 hits, no errors. They left 11 on base. Stockton, no runs, 3 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. The winning pitcher is Jack Mahoney. He is now 2-1. The loss to Will Johnston, he is 0-1. No save. Time of game, 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,672. Let's talk about the pitching, first of all, tonight. Your Fresno Grizzlies throwing a shutout tonight, their first of the season. Jack Mahoney, 6 scoreless innings, 2 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Mahoney didn't allow his first hit until the 6th inning on a 1-out single from Casey Yamauchi. He allowed just a walk for the first 5 innings. Miles Naylor, a walk in the 2nd inning. At one point, he had retired 12 in a row. 12 in a row for Mahoney, and then the bullpen after that, and Tyler Hoffman, Stu Flesland the third, and then Jake Madden. That finished out the game. Tyler Hoffman, a 1-2-3 inning with a punch out. Nice bounce back for him. And Jake Madden getting a big double play. Nice bounce back for him as well. Two guys who could not throw strikes in their first outings here. They bounce back with big outings tonight. Stu Flesland, the third, got into a little bit of trouble, but he got out of the jam with a big strikeout of Darlin Montero. On the other side for Stockton, Will Johnston, Micah Dallas, and Chuchen Shaw all allowed three runs on four hits. Johnston went 3 1/3 innings. Micah Dallas just went 2/3 of an inning. And then Shaw went 3 innings, all allowed 4 hits and 3 runs apiece. 4 walks, 5 Ks for Johnston. Dallas and Shaw exactly pretty much the same line besides the innings pitched. They each had 1 walk and 1 K. Diego Barrera, 2 scoreless innings and the bottom half for Stockton. All the scoring for Fresno, though. They scored 4 runs in the 4th inning. They also added 2 runs in the 2nd, 3 runs in the 5th. They had 13 hits overall. The 9 RBI was split between the first 3 batters of the lineup and Braylon Wimmer, Jake Snyder, and Andy Perez. Braylon Wimmer and Andy Perez both homering. It was Wimmer's 4th homer of the year, and it was Perez's 3rd homer of the year as well. Ben McCabe had 2 doubles, and Jake Snyder reached base successfully all 5 times tonight. He had 2 walks and 3 hits, including an RBI double. Wimmer went 2-for-6 with the home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs. Jake Snyder had 3 hits, 3 RBI, 2 walks, and 2 runs scored. Andy Perez had 1 big hit, 3 RBI. Jason Hinchman had a 2-hit game. 2 hits for Ben McCabe, both doubles. Tevin Tucker had a big game as well. He went 2-for-4 with 3 runs scored. Caleb Hobson reached base twice as well. Felix Tena, the only batter in the Grizzlies lineup that did not reach base. E.J. Andrews Jr. did reach base. He had 2 walks to his line. And the Grizzlies, let's go through those scoring plays as well. It started in the 2nd inning. Jake Snyder, a 2 RBI single. It scored both E.J. Andrews Jr. and Tevin Tucker. Then Braylon Wimmer and Andy Perez, both 2-run homers and a 4-run 4th inning. Braylon Wimmer in the 5th, an RBI single. Jake Snyder, an RBI double. That allowed Wimmer to score. And then the ground out from Perez allowed Snyder to score. That's what the 9 runs did for Fresno. For Stockton, they just had 3 hits, 3 walks, and 1 hit by pitch. It was Ryan Lasko picking up a single in the 6th inning. Robert Poisson at the bottom of the lineup, he had a hit in the 8th. And Yamauchi had the first hit of the game for Stockton. Walks to Miles Naylor, Nate Nankill, and Ryan Lasko. And then Cole Kahn was hit by a pitch. But the Grizzlies, they did the job tonight. They win 9-0. They are now 8-3 on the season. And if Modesto holds on, the two will still be tied at the top of the California League North Division standings. That leads us to tomorrow as the Fresno Grizzlies back at 7:05 p.m., a 6:50 pregame show. We'll have Cesar Galvez, the Grizzlies bench coach, join us on the pregame show. 7:05 p.m. first pitch, 6:50 p.m. pregame show. Isaiah Coupe, the southpaw, gets the ball for Fresno. He came in relief earlier in the series, a 1-0 record, a 3.86 ERA for the Ohio State product. He'll be countered by Nathan Detmer, who pitched 1 inning on Tuesday, an 0-1 record, a 9.64 ERA. That's the scheduled pitching matchup between the Ports and the Grizzlies tomorrow on April 20th, 4:20. If you're from Colorado, it's a good and a bad thing. The Columbine shooting's a part of April 20th. It's something that is very close to my heart. It's not something that I take lightly or easy as well, but April 20th is a very interesting day for Colorado. And of course, being part of the Colorado Rockies organization, your Fresno Grizzlies. But speaking of that, the Grizzlies do end up on the high note tonight. They win by a final score of 9-0. They improve to 8-3 on the season. However you are listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night. We will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.